Apprentice Altum, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant this morning. Brian Barrett along with Riverdale coach John Wild. And coach, I guess, congratulations in order. Not that it was in doubt last night or anything, because you kind of went in with the lead. But you get the number one seed in the district tournament, district regular season champions. And congratulations to you for that.
Well, thank you. The kids done a good job trying to stay focused all year and try to play each game as the most important game, because it's our next game, and that's just a credit to them and how they bought into the things we've tried to, you know, teach them throughout this season.
Well, I know last night you got a really good shot from the Lady Blaze, and you played there, and of course a very emotional game because these are two big rivals. So, but you weathered the storm. You took maybe the best shot that Blackman had last night, and came out with a victory, which was 60-47.
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job playing really, really hard, and they're always going to be prepared. And you know, they've got some nice players. I know they lost a lot from last year, but they've still got some really good players up there. A couple college kids have signed, and some good young players, and they played with a lot of energy, and you know, did a good job rebounding and taking away some transition looks that, you know, we try to usually get. And you know, it's just one of those things that you know, I don't think we played great. But, you know, they did a nice job, too, and it's what it's all about. And, you know, usually what happens in a rivalry game and late in the year and playing on the road. And, you know, I think it was good for our kids to face some adversity like that, like we did last night, you know, with a close game. And, you know, we didn't shoot the ball well. I think we were like 12 of 40 in the first half and, you know, missed 11 free throws. And the way we charted it was 14 of 15 missed two-footers. So to still go in at halftime up eight, you know, we, you know, still felt good about it.
Well, and what happened was later on in the game, you started to hit those free throws. We had you for, I think, 35-something percent free throws in the first half, but 75% in the second half. And that's a huge difference right there. And you're being sent to the foul line a lot last night. So to hit those, that was huge for you.
It was. And, you know, it was almost like two different ball games there as far as free throw line is concerned, first, second half. And, you know, I think, again, I think our kids handle that well, because sometimes that can be so mental, you know, when you start missing a few, missing more and more and more. But for them to come back in the second half and shoot 75% from the foul line, I think talks a little bit about their character level and the way they handled, you know, some adversity, not shooting well in the first half. And that, you know, that's a credit to them that they really got focused about it and it became important. Not that it wasn't important, you know, but, you know, a little extra effort there. And, you know, they just did a good job. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of where we are and where we're going to go.
Coach, one thing that taking that number one seed means that, you know, you get this automatic berth into the region. That takes a little pressure off where some other teams, the 4-5 and the 3-6 teams, have to play that first round to get in to continue. And as we've seen, this district is a real battle. But if you can just get there, you know, you've got a shot at going pretty deep in the postseason, but you've already kind of punched that ticket, and that's pretty important.
Well, it is, and it'll be a good week for us next week. You know, we're going to play Mount Juliet on Monday night, and what a great game to finish the regular season with against, you know, such a great team and, you know, a great coach and such a good friend of mine, Chris Fryer. And, you know, he's one of the best, and you know, it should be a great atmosphere over at our place Monday. But like you said, you know, it'd be a good week for us, because after that, you know, we'll have 4 days off and, you know, we'll get a chance to recoup and, you know, take some ice baths and do a lot of shooting, and then give us a little extra preparation of whoever we play on Saturday. And it comes at a very good time.
John Wild, our guest this morning, talking about Riverdale basketball. And Coach, I wanted to go back to something. When you play through a district and you play somebody twice and then you play somebody three times, and let's just say for you know, purposes of just the conversation here, if it's Riverdale Blackman on Monday, February 20th, playing in the championship game, mm-hmm. you will have played them three, that would be the third time, and coming off of a game where you play somebody just, you know, 7 days before or something like that. Mm-hmm. My point about that is every time you see the scores come down in district play, and when you play somebody two, three, maybe even four times, those games get closer. And what is that? I mean, other coaches have their opinion on that, and I just thought I'd ask you what yours is.
Well, you know, it's the odds, you know. And then actually one thing that, you know, maybe sooner or later it'll go the other way. But I think the things you got to emphasize to your kids are, you know, hey, look, you know, we beat them how many times we beat them, you know, and, you know, we beat them doing this, and we're just going to stay with our system and play the way we play. We're not going to change anything. You know, we don't do a whole lot of scouting. We do scouting, but we don't do a lot of in-depth scouting. You know, we'll give our kids some tendencies of, you know, some of their personnel and, you know, a couple of things we see them running, whether it's a live scout or on film. But basically, we're just going to do what we do and try to play within our system and try to play unselfish basketball and that sort of thing. But, you know, back to your question. Yeah,
but when you play somebody, you know them. If you play them two or three times or four times, you know their tendencies just by, you know, being there. You almost know the plays right that they're going to run, you and the other coach.
Right. And that's where, you know, you just got to rely on what you've seen before. And you realize that there are going to be some trump cards thrown, you know, along the way, but you try to prepare for those trump cards as you know, in your practice and that sort of thing, whether it be attacking a junk defense or if somebody holds the ball or, you know, that sort of thing, which we do because you know, we're liable to see it, and we talk to our kids that we're liable to see it. But you know, I think it can work both ways, Brian. You know, it you know, maybe swinging the other way because you're beating somebody, you know, a certain number of times, but then I think it can swing the other way too. I've seen it swing the other way where, you know, it's a mental edge, you know, because you beat them and you beat them and you beat them. And, you know, so it works both sides. And, you know, in our case, we just try to sell our kids and staying within our system. And, you know, look, we've been there and done that and, you know, beat them before. And, you know, let's just roll with it again.
You went 10-0 in the regular season in District 7 AAA. And last year you did not play the schedule that you've played this year, and somebody asked me about that. Why, you know, why are they playing the teams, you know, like Memphis Central and going to Atlanta a couple of times, playing Mount Juliet a couple of times, knowing how great they are? And my answer was, I think you play the best competition during the regular season. That's going to get you ready for what's upcoming, and that's the tournament run. Is that the reason why you did that?
That's why we did it. You know, we went and scheduled Mount Juliet a couple times. You know, we went and played in Brandon Clay's event down in Atlanta. Then went to another one of his events on a Saturday night and played Norcross, who's, you know, nationally ranked, and played in the Turkey Jam in Memphis and played against Bolingbrook, and, you know, they're great storied program out of Chicago. And, you know, it just I think you schedule your personnel, and you know, we've just got a lot of kids with some experience and they played a lot of basketball and have had a great run at Riverdale. And we talked last spring, you know, basically Holly and I, and, you know, we just wanted to make it as tough as we could. And you know, I think we did that. And, you know, I definitely think it's helped us. And I think it helped us last night, you know, being a little bit closer ball game and being there against the Memphis Centrals and, you know, the Mount Juliet overtime win at their place and, you know, playing McEachern in Atlanta and Buford in Atlanta, you know, against their great players, Kayla Davis and those kids. And, you know, it's it definitely challenged us throughout the season. And I think, you know, last night when the game was close, that those past circumstances helped us. And, you know, we're not scared of anybody. I mean, we're not. You know, we don't fear anybody. You know, we respect them a great deal. We respect everybody. But, you know, these kids, you know, they want to play the best. And we have played the best. And, you know, I think it's, you know, to answer your question, I think it's helped us tremendously. And there's different philosophies on it. And, you know, there's different ways to skin a cat. Yeah. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. But, you know, this is our program. And, you know, we did what we felt was best, and there's a lot of people that don't agree with it, but, you know, it's our team, and we make the decisions, and, you know, that's what we decided to do.
25-3 for you with the schedule you play. You'd obviously like to be 28-0, but last year that undefeated thing kind of got way out of hand a little bit, you know, and it's great, it's nice, but a couple of losses it's still going. You're still going to have a chance, and everybody who has a chance to get into the state tournament, the wins and losses don't really matter when you get into tournament play.
No, they don't. And, you know, the three games we lost in overtime to Memphis Central, and a game where we had the lead with the ball with 30 seconds. You know, we lost to Bolingbrook by 4, and had the lead by 2 with 2.5 minutes, and then the McEachern game. You know, we didn't play very well, and they were a really good team. I think they're ranked 3rd or 4th in that Hoop Girls thing, and really good. And, you know, they just beat us. And I think it ended up 9 or 10, but, you know, it was 18 or 19 at one point. And it's taken some of the pressure off of going undefeated, you know, and that sort of thing. But, again, those three games were great games that we needed to play.
Sure.
And, you know, it just helped us get better. And
I think being challenged. You know, and a great challenge in those games.
And these kids love to be challenged.
Yeah.
You know, they do. They love to be challenged. They've seen it in AAU circuit, you know, with a lot of them play that flight bunch. And Tom Insula does a great job with that program. And, you know, they're challenged in that. And, you know, we challenge them in practice every day. We do a lot of competitive things. And, you know, they've been challenged this year. You know, to play the Memphis Centrals with Nina Davis and Aaliyah Whiteside and Bolingbrook with Morgan Tuck, who's going to UConn, and Kayla Davis at Buford is going to Tennessee, or just decommitted, was verbal to Tennessee. But, you know, and then McEachern's got 5 D1 kids on their team. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you what, they've been challenged in this district because there's good players in this district. You know, you look at the kids that are at Oakland with Ellen Riggins and Emily Eubank, and, you know, and some of Jennifer's other kids have gotten better. You know, and I know we beat them a couple times, but, you know, they are so much better. And, you know, we've been challenged at points in those games. And, you know, the Blackman game last night, you know, and the job Chad does, he does a really good job with those kids. And they play tremendously hard, and they've got great players, and they challenged us last night. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you're not going to win every game. But you got to know how to handle that adversity when situations arise, and it arose last night. And I'm just so proud of our kids that they came in at halftime. And, you know, when I walked in, they were talking about, you know, look, hey, let's do a better job focusing on the foul line. Let's finish our layups in transition and our power moves around the basket. And you know, kids have really matured and really come along when they're talking things and they're doing it intrinsically. You know,
kind of self-coached last night.
Yeah,
a little
they were.
Bit.
You know, I'm proud of them,
yeah.
And I know I keep saying that I'm proud of them, but I am, and the whole staff's proud of them. I know Tom Nolan's proud of them. I know the whole school's proud of them, and you know, I know that they've got a great support cast. We had a great support cast last night over at Blackman, and you know, it's what this time of year is all about. It's going to be really, really exciting in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
John, we won't have a show next week, but the following week it'll be the day after the first round in girls in the region, and we will have a show that morning, and we're going to invite all of the 7 AAA teams, girls and boys, that are left. So we'll have 8 coaches that day, but we'll have you on for sure because you've already secured that region berth. Congratulations to you for that, and we will see you over at Oakland for the district tournament, which starts this Thursday. It ought to be a good one.
Yeah, it should be, and y'all save me some food in that hospitality room. Don't let Dinkins take that thing away.
Well, you better get there Thursday. I'm sure you'll be there Thursday to see some games, but, yeah, get there Thursday.
We
it
will.
Could be trouble.
I appreciate the job you guys do. Really do, and you guys do such a good job for high school sports, and these kids deserve it.
Well, they do, and that's why we do it. John, thanks.
Okay.
John Wild, our guest here from the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. When we come back, we've got Sean Middleton. He will be our guest, and we'll talk some Smyrna basketball on the other side. Hanging there with us.